This Tuesday, the topic will be health and environment. But in case you missed it, the one at the Kroc Center last Tuesday, November 28th, was about economic opportunity. The free dinner was chicken and beef tacos, rice and beans, but the real dish was opportunities and barriers for minority business owners. Here's Jamil Robinson from Grab, who says the main barrier is relational.
And so if you look at Steelcase, who's one of their top suppliers or dealers? It's Custer. And so that's two families. So it comes down to relational in addition to access to capital.
But Robinson says it goes beyond longstanding family relationships.
Since we live in a hyper-segregated town, the chances of you knowing one of the bigger businesses or going to school with their kids or whatever the case is very slim.
Robinson says organizations that mesh networks that wouldn't otherwise know each other can help overcome this barrier. Another approach is hyper-local development boards. Kiama Katavi, an analyst with the city's economic development office, says Grand Rapids is already working on an initiative called Corridor Improvement Authority.
They're basically local authorities that capture any tax increment from property values that increase over time and keeps that money local. And then I work with the boards to help decide on how they're going to actually spend that money.
So that was the fourth community conversation. Tomorrow, Tuesday night at 6 p.m. at the Kroc Center on South Division, the city will hold the second to last session. This time, the topic will be health, environment, and quality of life. All sessions are free, open to the public, and include dinner. Mariano Avila, WGVU News.